Human Smoke, The Beginnings of World War II, The End of Civilization, by Nicholson Baker. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Copyright 2008 by Nicholson Baker. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Nicholson Baker and the Melanie Jackson Agency, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Alfred Nobel, the manufacturer of explosives, was talking to his friend the Baroness Berta von Suttner, author of Lay Down Your Arms. Von Suttner, a founder of the European anti-war movement, had just attended the Fourth World's Peace Conference in Bern. It was August 1892. "Perhaps my factories will put an end to war even sooner than your Congresses," Alfred Nobel said. "On the day when two army corps may mutually annihilate each other in a second, probably all civilized nations will recoil with horror and disband their troops." Stefan Zweig, a young writer from Vienna, sat in the audience at a movie theater in Tours, France, watching a newsreel. It was spring 1914. An image of Wilhelm II, the Emperor of Germany, came on screen for a moment. At once, the theater was in an uproar. Everybody yelled and whistled, men, women, and children, as if they'd been personally insulted, Zweig wrote. The good-natured people of Tours, who knew no more about the world and politics than what they'd read in their newspapers, had gone mad for an instant. Zweig was frightened. "It had only been a second, but one that showed me how easily people anywhere could be arrested."